The Australian banking system is something that is difficult for many Muslim Australians to navigate because of their religious beliefs. Many take the risk of hiding their money in home safes or underneath the bed. Last week, however, Australia's first ever Sharia-compliant bank had been approved for regulation. Now millions of Australians have the chance to use a safer way to store their money. Ashma Jamal has this story.
Muslim Australians could now have the option of a Sharia-compliant banking system by next year. Last week, the financial regulator granted a restricted license to the Islamic Bank of Australia, making this bank a first of this kind. The bank works just like any other, except it does not charge interest on any services. According to Islam, interest is forbidden, leaving many Muslim Australians stranded in terms of banking. Dean Gillespie is the Chief Executive Officer at the Islamic Bank Australia. He explains the importance of having a Sharia-compliant bank.
Yeah, the Islamic Bank Australia is going to be Australia's first Sharia-compliant bank, which means that it complies with Islamic principles, such as the fact that we don't deal with interest anywhere in Australia. And Australia has a growing population of Muslim Aussies. It's around 3.2% nationally in the survey, the census that was just released. And up until now, there's been no bank that has been allowing Muslims to bank in line with their faith. So it's a really exciting day for us in us getting our license in the last week or so.
Without interest, a bank has difficulty in making profit. Dean Gillespie explains how a partnership will instead be used, which will benefit both the bank and the customers.
Islamic banking is much more around a partnership between the customer and the bank. So in a traditional bank, it's more about, you know, I want to use your money, please give it to me for a little while, and then I will charge you interest, which is kind of a bit like a fee, but it's basically a charge for using that money for a period of time. So what we do in an Islamic bank is it's much more like a partnership where, you know, if you're a depositor, say you had $20,000 that you wanted to put into a savings account, we would obviously take that $20,000, we would do ethical things with it to try and generate income, and then we would share back some of the profits that we made on that with you as a customer. So instead of you getting a guaranteed interest rate back, we would share the profits, and sometimes if we made more money together, you could earn a higher return than you're expecting. If we made a little bit less, you could earn a slightly lower return as well.
Dr. Paul Mazzola works as a lecturer at the University of Wollongong in Banking and Corporate Finance. Despite the Islamic Bank of Australia's unconventional system, Dr. Mazzola believes this aligns with an already ethical banking system.
And I think it's an offering that is right for the time as well. Because if you think about the principles behind Islamic banking, they are very similar to the ethical investing or the ESG type principles that are becoming more and more popular as investors and borrowers are looking to more sustainable financial products that are ethically based. And Islamic banking offers that. The principles behind Islamic banking are rooted in social justice and non-exploitation, and in returns that are mutually beneficial between the financial institution and the consumer.
For a bank like the Islamic Bank of Australia, the future seems bright and compelling.
So I think it's going to be relatively popular because Islamic banking globally is one of the fastest growing segments of the financial markets. Some statistics put it at growing between 15 and 20% per annum. So it is a growth market. There are an increasing number of Muslims who are attracted to that type of financing because it's Sharia compliant and consistent with their own values and beliefs within their religion.
Despite it being a Sharia compliant bank, Dean Gillespie states it is open to anyone that is interested.
Yeah, no, anyone can. Absolutely anyone can. So we're open to you know, people that aren't Muslim Aussies as well. In fact, we've got almost 7,000 people on our waiting list already, and in fact, we get inquiries all the time from customers that are not of the Islamic faith. You know, they might have worked in the Middle East. They're an Aussie that went over there as an expat, and you know, they really like the nature, the ethical nature of the Islamic products that they saw overseas. And so we get emails from them all the time saying, you know, when is this starting in Australia? Because we'd rather than bank with a conventional bank, we'd love to come and bank with you.
Dean Gillespie, the CEO of the Islamic Bank of Australia, speaking there with Ashmar Jamal.